Blog Talk Radio.
This is Glenn Inferno. Welcome to my show. Today is, I keep forgetting, what is today? Wednesday. Yeah, is it Wednesday today? Yes, it is. I think so. No, it's not. It's Tuesday. All right, today we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff to talk about. I know I haven't done a show in a while. I know that the last show I had was an interview with Donald Greco, the author of the book? Abramo's Gift. So if you have an Italian or Irish background, that's your book right there. You want to go get that. I'm going to open up some line right away. I have my, who is this? 1730. Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah, who are you?
I am G-Unit from Z104 in WZ Madison, Wisconsin.
All right. We have the local DJ. All right. What's going on, G-Unit?
Nothing much. What's going on with you, brother?
I am just hanging around over here around my studio, doing some thing, doing my thing. You know how that goes.
All right. Now, by any chance, I just wanted to ask you for any question, but did you see some of the losers on American Idol today? Seriously?
Oh, I missed that. Oh, my goodness. I missed that. Well, so how did it go, man?
There was a guy that was a total baritone.
Who sang like this, you know what I mean?
And this dude, I mean, he was sitting there singing so low to the point. I mean, it was so crazy. I seriously thought I was about ready to cry.
those are always fun, man. I like when they do that. Like, you know, they show the losers first, and then they kind of give you that kind of feed you off with this, like, the mediocre into the, like, those better ones. And yeah, you know, I like to make, you know, people make fun of themselves. You know, let's open up some line over here. I'm gonna get everybody in here. Who is this? 432-2784. Who are you?
This is Chris.
Chris Gomez. All right, Chris Gomez. We have Chris Gomez on the line. And also, who is this? 254-3797. That looks familiar. Oh, it's my wife. All right. Yeah, my wife checking up on me right now. So, yeah, the American Idol. G-Unit, I want to get everybody's opinion on this. Now, G-Unit, I know that you're a big fan of American Idol, and who do they have to special guest? As in, do they have a special guest today?
No, actually, they added another judge, and the thing is that my best friend wanted me to actually watch this with him, and I'm like, well, as long as I get to see some idiots actually make fun of themselves, I said, sure, why not? I need some comedy in my life, you know what I mean?
Right,
they added,
right.
They added another judge, who has had over 40, or no, it was actually over 100 top 40 songs on the Billboard charts. She made songs for the Pussycat Dolls, Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson. I mean, this girl has got a resume. And not only that, but she actually sang to one of the performers because one of the performers thought that she was a better singer than her. And the judge stood up and she was like, oh, really? And then she started singing. And I was like, this girl's got a voice on her, you know?
Like another Carrie Underwood there, or what? Or whoever that.
Well, she doesn't like
black?
Well, no, she's actually white, but she's got that fake tan going on like Paula Abdul.
Right.
Well, the difference between her and Paula Abdul is that, this girl doesn't do crack. So, anyway... what happens is that, but this girl, very good, background. I mean, she's great. And not only that, but she's very quick-witted. And she really, she stuck to Simon a lot tonight. So I'm really impressed with this girl, but I'm willing to see what's going to happen this year.
They try, yeah. They try that. You know, some of the contestants out there trying to suck up with the, you know, with judges. I mean, what is it really, you know, and the question is, I want to get everyone questions over here. Chris Gomez, I'll go with you first, man. Is that, I know that you, you know, you're one of the top 10 American Idol here in Wisconsin. What's your opinion on, what does it really take to win the American Idol? Is it really the voice, the looks, or what is it?
I don't know. I'm honestly going to say, I think they go with, well, it's definitely not looks, because look at some of
them. Look.
They're, you know, one American
right.
Idol. But
look at that. Who's that guy? William Hung, that Chinese guy.
That was more of just a whatever. I don't know what you call it.
Right, like it was like a sideshow.
Yeah.
Hey Don. Exactly. Bill, with the American Idol, I know there's some of those the backgrounds on those when you check on them, the contestants. You know, they have this, like, you know, the church, you know, they sing on, like, church, and they have, you know, like for example, who is that Filipina chick that they almost won? Who was that, G-Unit? The Hawaiian chick. Help me out here. Huh? Was that? No, not that. That's a Filipina chick from Hawaii. Jasmine Trias.
Oh, okay.
Y'all remember her, right? Okay. Yeah, well, you know, looking at her background, you know, she used to sing in the church and everything like that, but when she, you know, she goes on American Idol and she got to know and everything like that, and she kind of a ditched that, you know, majority of the singers out there, like, you know, not to mention Jessica Simpson, you know, once they get the taste of that fame, you know, they kind of turn, you know, turn away from that. Is that, would you agree with me with that, Andon?
I think that, like, the more money you have, the harder it is, you know, challenging. And then also, if you have a contract with like, a record deal, they actually dictate what you wear, and then that can cause you to actually walk away. I think, you know, you'll
right.
either break your contract and have to pay a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Or you'll have to dress the way, and then they eventually feel so guilty of how they're dressing that they end up, you know, really struggling in their walk, I think. And
right.
sometimes
okay.
they walk away
exactly.
from God. That's what I think.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know that, you know, when they go into finals and, you know, they go to popular votes and then, you know, there's a rumor going on. There's like, you know, there's things online that you can actually vote, like, multiple times. I mean, you can vote multiple times, but I'm saying just like some like others, they try and cheat the system. You know, is that fair game, Julia? Do you think that's a fair game if they try to cheat the system?
The thing is that the reason why they're doing it is just so that they can get more ratings. Because pretty much American Idol has, for the radio station that I work for, which is a pop station in Madison, Wisconsin, they really
right.
follow up on all this American Idol. So, of course, I have to do it because, well, it's part of my job now.
Right.
And unfortunately, I don't like to do it, but I have to do it. But they sat there and they said for the past three seasons, their ratings have just sank. And
seriously? Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's gone down less than 5 million viewers each year. So pretty much, you know, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I think everybody's getting sick and tired of it a little bit. But the only possible way that they can sit there and get their ratings and go, hey, you know, 50 million people voted online, wink, 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 you know, where and perhaps it's probably cut in half where it's just 25 million. And, you know, and speaking of, like, doing the dress code of where they push you to how you dress and all that,
right.
I say that if they don't like the way that I dress, I say that I should just go butt naked on the stage. That's what I say.
Right. Well, I don't know about that.
we
don't want to see G-Unit butt naked on the stage, though. Although some of the contestants, some of the people tried it, you know, like half naked, or with the costumes, the ridiculous costumes and all that, but, you know, again, as for, you know, for the ratings and all that. Chris Gomez, a question for you. Now, I know there's, you know, you have friends and brothers and sister, cousins, everything like that. You know, let's say your brother, I know most of them, I mean all of them actually, that I know of, that you have brothers. let's say one of your brothers, you know, like, hey, I'm going to go on American Idol. I mean, would you support your brother?
I don't know. That's a good question.
That's easy. Yeah. You never got to ask a question before, huh? Would you support one of them? And says, hey, you know, Chris, I'm thinking about going to American Idol. Am I good enough? Are you going to tell them and saying, hey, you know, just saying that you're not good enough for it. So don't even try. Would you do that?
Yes, I would.
You're just cruel. You're just cruel, big brother, man. I'd be like, hey, heck with you. I'm going. You know,
I am. But like, it's like this. Like, okay, like we all play. You know, we're all musicians in the house, and
right,
they all play guitar. And of course, I'm the one who started it. You know, like I started
right.
playing. So when they both started, when Vince, you know, my little brother started playing.
Right.
I really give him a lot of crap. I was like, oh, you suck. You know, you're never going to be as good as me. And just, you know, on and on like that. And now the kid's just, like, 10 times better than me. Like,
right. He kind of motivated him, yeah. He's really, like, slapped out in your face and is like, look, listen to this. He's slapped out in your face. Yeah, I know. Because I believe I listened to he has things on MySpace. I think I listened to that. And yeah, I did. He's pretty good. Now, same thing. Same question to you, G Unit. That you know, if you let's say you have a little brother, cousin that you look, you know, that a person that you look up, not look up, but you mentor or whatever. Let's say, hey, I'm going to American Idol. What do you think? What would you say to that person?
Well, my brother, he really sings in the family, and his idol is pretty much Michael Jackson. You know.
All right.
I'm all down with that, just as long as, you know, he doesn't get all giddy in the locker room, you know what I mean? In
right.
The
Thank you. Yeah, as long as he doesn't, like, you know, started, like, sleeping over with having the boys over for sleepover.
Well, you know, doing the last one in the shower is a rotten egg, you know, that type of thing.
That's true. Yeah.
The thing is that I would sit there and totally support him as long as he didn't do the damn moonwalk or, you know, grab his crotch.
Start grabbing his crotch or something, you know, wearing gloves.
If he sits there and does that, then I'm going to sit there and say, you know, they got cream for that, and they're at Walgreens right now, man. What's up?
All right. Same question for you, Don. Let's say one of your 12 kids, you know, starts to decided to go to American Idol. What would you tell him? Would you support him?
Well, if the star was called Star Search, I probably would.
Star Search.
Like the
word
idol. It says thou shalt not worship false idols. You know,
right.
You know,
sense,
it says thou
shalt
not have any idols. So that I have a problem with the name of the show. But if it was like a Star Search, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I would. I think
well,
I would ask
right.
my husband, Fernando.
Right. Yeah, that's Fernando.
And
he seems like he's a wise guy.
Well, yeah, he is. So I'd be like, what do you think? And Fernando would say it doesn't matter if it's called American Idol or not. And
all right.
And
yeah.
Then also, I would have them practice, though.
Okay.
I would have them show me what they have. So.
Right. Well, okay. I think we beat on that real quick. Let's move on, shall we? I want to talk about President-elect Obama's plan. I don't know if you guys heard about that. He's preparing to issue an executive order in his first week in office. Maybe he's on a first day in office, right on the crack of dawn. That's what he wants. Actually, he wants to close the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay. Now, if you're not familiar with that, those are we hold the prisoners, like terrorists and all them, over there in Cuba, in Guantanamo Bay. We all know that. This is according to the President's Transition Team Advisor, though, okay? And now that I know that, you know, he has this liberal agenda, but we all know that it's unlikely that the detention facility at the Navy base will be closed anytime soon. Come on. You know, that's like really, he's thinking about, like, he's talking about, like, he's going to close down, like, you know, like a coffee shop or something, you know? The question here is, like, I want to get into the question. I'm going to ask you one by one. I'm going to start with G-Unit, okay? G-Unit, what do you think, what are we going to do with those prisoners?
Well, first of all, I thought you said guacamole, and I was going to say, damn, it's time to eat already. But, no, you said Guatemala
yeah.
Bay.
Guantanamo Bay, yeah. Gitmo yeah. for sure, man.
Okay. Well, honestly, I think what they need to do, honestly, is not focus.
Guacamole. Let me remind me to smack in the head next time I see it. Oh, go ahead.
Honestly, in my opinion, I think they need to not focus on that. Honestly, they need to focus on getting us out of this
recession
that we are in. You know
exactly.
I mean, for crying out loud, we are in a recession. The porn industry is looking for money, for crying out loud. How low can
right.
we get? Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you with that. But this is just one of his, this is how he got elected. This is how he used that thing. He said, I'm closing Guantanamo Bay. I'm releasing those prisoners. And, I mean, no one's want them. I mean, even like their own native country don't want them. Like, majority of those, what do you call it, prisoners are from, like, Yemen's. Wow, Yemen's. Yeah, the Yemenis, what do you want to call that? And there, some of those are high-value detainees. And when they go home, I mean, they feel like they probably, you know, they'll probably get tortured when you get home, you know, back there. Now, the my question, too, I'm going to go next to you, next question will be to Chris Gomez here. Now, I know the Barack Obama is also against the, you know, some of the certain interrogation methods, like waterboarding and such. Do you think that's going to, like, create a signal to, like, terrorists, or, like, the American haters, terrorists, that we are weak as a country? What do you think?
I definitely think so. I do.
Yeah? Because
yeah.
it's just, yeah, but and how so? Can you fill me on that one?
Well, I don't know. In that kind of situation, I don't know. With that, I think it's just pretty much saying, like, well, right now, I know no country wants these guys. Like, I was looking it up online and researching it, and, like, one of the problems, and, like, there's a lot of stuff that's going on with this. Like, they're talking about creating a new legal system just for these
exactly
detainees and everything, and I don't know, I think it's almost showing, like, that, you know, you can get away with it. You can get a fair trial if you're a terrorist, you know, and that's, like, completely against what I think we should be saying, because that's our country,
yeah.
that's our soil, so...
Yep, like I said, Barack Obama, Mr. Obama, actually admitted it, that it's not that hard. It's not going to be easy to just to close down Guantanamo Bay, because there is things. I'll tell you what, like two things I'll tell you. What they call is Yemeni factor, because Yemenis, like I said earlier, make up the largest group of prisoners in Cuba. Okay, if they talk with our government, yeah, that will be the key. If they agreed. But Yemen is very reluctant when it comes to, like, the things like that, like dealing with United States alone, because they don't want to be seen as an Islam nation, as in dealing with United States, with the West, you know, because it's, I don't know, that's what, how they are, how they think that, and how, what, you know, that's how they roll. And I don't, like I said earlier, I don't think the other detainees doesn't want to go home. I mean, they're getting three meals a day, you know. I mean, they even, like, activists, you know, I don't know if you guys remember this back in the day, that they actually want, you know, they have their own menus. They can choose, you know, what they want to eat. Now, the question here, I want to go into to Dawn, would be, I mean, do you want this prisoner to be in your backyard? Like, let's say our congressman in Wisconsin here, and say, look, yeah, we can open up a prisoner over here, like let's say in Boston, you know, let's expand that and put all the prisoners in there. I mean, would you support that? No. Oh, yes. No. Maybe.
I don't think that I would really like that.
Yeah, exactly. Because
we have kids, you know, and I mean, like, well, we, you know, if they chose to do that against, you know, what people wanted, we just have to pray for them, you know, and pray for our protection, and you know, just have faith that God's going to protect us. But I think
exactly. So that's the question. Is like, no one's going to want them here in the state. It's just like what they call NIMBY, not in my backyard problem. I know other congressmen say, you know, you can have them. You know, I mean, who wants them? No one's wanting. So it's going to take, I mean, a very long time process. And it's, you know, that's my take on that. Well,
Go ahead.
What's your final thought on that,
Dawn? Unless they don't tell people that they're in the backyard, and they just go ahead and say it's like a top secret thing, and it's just some regular prison.
Really? Okay. You have a final thought on that, Chris Gomez?
actually, I just want to say something that I was reading yesterday that I think it's a good point. Like, Senate Judiciary Committee member John Cornyn said this. He said two things that I thought were really good. He said it would be a colossal mistake to treat terrorism as a mere crime. Mm-hmm. And he also said it would be a stunning disappointment that if one of the new administration's first priorities is to give foreign terror suspects captured on the battlefield the same legal rights and protections as American citizens accused of crimes. So, yeah.
it's just wrong because it's, you know, they have to be like, you know, going some trend criminal trials or some sort of like hybrid trials, you know. Again, you know, what's your final thought on that, G-Unit?
Are you having a starting problem, man?
A starting problem there, G-Unit. Go ahead, what's your final thought?
All I can sit there and say is that I support Barack Obama, but and honestly, if he wants to keep America happy, I think we need to come first.
Exactly. So you voted for Obama. So you're in the tank with Obama.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. Okay. But some of the issues that you don't agree, I got you. Because you know I voted for President Bush, but some of those are things I don't agree with. It doesn't mean you know doesn't make me, you know, like a Bush lover or you know whatever you want to call him. But let's you know move on. You know from beautiful man because Obama's a beautiful man and Bush is a beautiful man to a beautiful woman. Okay, beautiful woman. Or, this is what the survey researchers says. Beautiful women more likely to have an affair because of sex hormones. That's what they say. Because of the sex hormones linked to attractiveness. So they just figured this out, huh? And also it comes with flirtatiousness. New research has found that scientists of good-looking people like myself has found that those with the most what they call estradiol, a form of estrogen that consider themselves more attractive and are found more attractive by others, like my wife. Really, this explains. They are also more likely to have affairs and change partners more regularly. I hope she doesn't. A team of scientists found this. Maybe scientists of stupidity. Women in this group tend to be less satisfied with their current lovers and less committed to them, according to psychologists of dummers. The researchers at the University of Texas, there you go, this is your backyard, Chris Gomez, suggest these women engage in opportunistic serial monogamy, end quote, being open to flings and moving on to a new relationship if a higher quality mate becomes available. Dr. Christina Durante, a psychologist of dummers, an author of the report, said, quote, physically attractive women receive more male attention and, when in relationships, are more likely to be targets at mate poaching. Attractive women also have especially high mating standards. Really? Here's my question. He quote, accordingly, they may have fewer reasons to be committed to any particular partner if higher quality potential mates are available. So, now, I know, G-Unit, I'm going to go with you real quick. I know that you've dated, you know, this top A-list, you know, ex-playmates and all that. Is this really the case that they're more like, you know, they're considered saying, hey, I'm good looking, I can do whatever I want, I can, you know, I can play around with people's mind. I can people with, you know, where I can go out with the ugly people if I want to. Is this really the case?
Sure, if they're drunk. This is the deal, y'all. All right, I'm going to lay it flat out, straight and simple. These women will sit there and go, you know, this person is really good looking, but that's pretty much because they've had, what, 6 martinis in them, you know? And a woman will sit there and they will cheat on a man if they're drunk. Now, as my standard, it was both. A girl was very dissatisfied with her husband because her husband lacked so much in the sack, if that's what you want to call it. or that's how we call it in Rockford. And pretty much, when I met her that night, she was actually drunk too. So it both worked out both ways.
So you might just, well, I can guarantee you that there is no problem like that in my house.
And, And by the way, if you get off, if you get drunk off of one wine cooler, there is something seriously wrong with you. That's all.
Seriously.
I'm yeah.
Right.
Well, she. Well, according to her, she did. I just think that she was desperate. So anyway.
Right. So anyway, well, they said many men has found the man has found that this it causes that no woman likes to be told because they don't beautiful woman no one to be told. That because she's ruled by her hormones or anything like that has something to do with that because they, you know, they deny that. I don't know. Sometimes I don't even know, you know, what you're talking about when you're asking new questions. But anyway, but I want to go with you, Chris Gomez. I know that you have a higher standard also. you don't date that doesn't have front teeth or anything like that. Let me go. Is this really the case? Like, I know you dated some hot chick back in the day when you were in Vietnam. What do you take on that? What do you take on this? Is this also goes with the good-looking people like yourself, like a good-looking man?
I don't even know. I'm gonna agree with the whole drunk thing. It's all happened.
I mean, do we like you and I? Like, you know, we all good-looking. I mean, you and I, we're like, you know, we walk on the street, you know, people like turn, you know, they turn heads.
Yeah.
I mean, would you use that advantage to like, to get, you know, to get ahead? Well, I mean, not literally, but to get ahead in life. like, you know,
I don't find
a job or something.
I don't find myself like that. I
come on. We all know you do. But
I'm really shy. Like the only time I will ever talk, and I probably when I'm drunk. I have to say.
Right. There you go. So like alcohol in there. I mean, would you agree that actually people use that advantage? I mean, if they're good looking.
Definitely. I know they do. Like my ex of mine. Like she would. A lot of people hire her because she was good looking. Like she is stupid. She's just. I would even finish high school. I would not give her a job, but because of her looks, like people would tell her, "Well, I'm gonna hire you because you're good looking," and they want good looking people working in their stores, you know. So.
Right, exactly. That's good. I'm gonna go with you, Dawn. I know that your husband's a very good looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
I met him one time, and you know, I actually, you know, that questioned my gender. No, I forgot what the question. All right, do you think you know it's evil to do that to yourself that you're good looking and you can manipulate people with that? Is that like an evil? What does it say in the Bible when it comes to things like that?
Well, it says flee from your youthful lust, and it says like I don't know if it's necessarily pertain to your looks, but I mean, I would consider that like if you're married and like, you know, with if a person's married and they're good
mm-hmm.
looking, I think it's wrong to use your looks to get ahead in life because you're thinking proudly that you're better than other people and also that you may be like, oh, well, this person thinks I'm attractive, and then the next step is like, oh, maybe like they would like to go out with me, and you forget that you're married, you know, and it can
mm-hmm.
become very dangerous. That's what I know about that.
Mm.
So I think that it's like I think it's like those kind of thoughts if you don't take them captive, you know.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know. Then
yeah.
Will it, like with Lord's help sometimes. I mean, you need Lord's help with that sometimes too, so you know.
Right. Now, I'm gonna go back with G Unit real quick and I wanna ask this because, you know, this is really important, you know, for beautiful people out there. What do you say to those beautiful women that really conceited and, you know, they know they're good looking but they, you know, they just using it for their personal gain. What do you say to them?
I'd say don't use your looks to show me the game, baby. That's what it is.
Just show me the goods.
By the way, I just want to sit and say, ladies, if you call up this number right now, I'll give you the free address with no extra charge.
There we go. Give him a call right away. This is 347-884-8125. You only got 30 minutes. Call in. You get to meet G Unit and his unit. Let's move on, shall we? Because, you know, beautiful people. just irritates me. Now, we're
good to be beautiful in the Lord.
Then you
right.
should look in the mirror.
Well, I know. Yeah, that's why it irritates me when every time I look in the mirror. The from beautiful women to what is this? A stupid guy. We're just jumping in here. Again, Texas Corpus Christi. This is your backyard again, Chris Gomez.
Yeah.
There's this dude, his name is Nikolai Gravajez from Corpus Christi, Texas. He filed a lawsuit against Hooters. You guys hear about this? Accusing the restaurant chain of gender discrimination. Apparently, they didn't hire him as a food server because of the guy. And remember, you probably remember that 11 years ago, there's another guy that said, that sued the, back in 1997, the Hooters agreed to pay $3.75 million to settle a sexual discrimination lawsuit filed by a group of men. Remember that? I mean, it's just like, you know, that's kind of a, this is where the Hooters kind of elevated through the, where Hooters today, you know, that's, and it's, this guy is trying to reopen an issue that was, you know, settled 11 years ago in a class action suit that ended up in agreement, you know, that's a, for that $3.75 million. Now, this guy just recognizes, actually the lawsuit, and he disputed, you know, and he actually invites others to join him. You know, I mean, it's taking another class of action. It's, you know, that's big money right there. And he claims a lawsuit that when he applied to be a waiter, you know, it's at the local restaurants in May back in 2000, well, this year, he was not hired because of his gender. And yes, he's actually claiming that. The suit claims that even though food service are referred to exclusively as Hooter girls, the job should not be limited only to women. I guess, you know, he doesn't know the definition of girls. Remember the Southwest Airlines attempted nearly 3 decades ago with the only the stewardesses, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with this waiter's position. You know, they say kind of there's a gender discrimination there and everything like that. I'm going to go with you, G-Unit, real quick, okay? Real quick. I know that the case is still out there. And they, you know, looking into that right now. I don't know what's going to be the outcome. Do you think he has a case? Do you think he'll win again?
Oh no,
not again. But
not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I think he's really jealous because he doesn't have boobs.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's like maybe preparing to get one. That.
He should go to the Jerry Springer show. Okay.
Right, exactly. I mean, I'm going to go with you, Chris Gomez, real quick. Let's say hypothetically, okay? Hypothetically, that says Hooters say, okay, fine. We know we'll hire all the, you know, whatever, all the guys over here. We're the same outfit. I mean, would that really, you know, kind of stop you from going to Hooters like 20, you know, like 3 times? A week.
I would never go, ever. I think it's disgusting. Like, who wants to go and see a man in a, you know, tiny shorts and a little tank top T-shirt? Honestly,
right?
Especially
who would want to do that?
Here,
I mean,
I'm looking at him right now.
I think I'm gonna be
sick. He does. He's kind of hairy. Who would want to kind of picture him in a Hooters outfit? It's just, man, I lost my appetite for buffalo wings already. and that's, I mean, I'm serious. Seriously, that's the only way. I don't even know when was the last time I went to Hooters. I think it was like a couple of years ago with friends, and believe me, that was the only way I went there. That's why I went there. Seriously. I'm going to go with you, Don, real quick. And I know that, you know, I don't know what you've been in Hooters and everything like that, and I know that you have a body to go to work for the Hooters. What do you think? Do you think he has a case?
Well, my question would be, does it say on the application equal opportunity employer?
Exactly.
Does,
they should. If
it does, then yes, he has a case. If it does not, then no, he doesn't have a case. Because equal opportunity employer means that he has to be able to apply for the job and have equal opportunity as a woman or a girl. But if it's not, if it does not say equal opportunity, EOE, on the application, then that's because, you know, it's not equal opportunity over there because there's a certain type of people.
That makes sense. I mean, yeah. I mean, is this really, I mean, if they're only looking for, like, let's say Hooters, just Hooters, we all know Hooters is looking for, like, you know, the big breasted chick, you know, preferably blonde, And I know that recently, I think I've seen it like on an article, a news one, that you know they started hiring ugly people.
Wow.
So they can't. I mean, they can't really. That's what they say. Okay. I mean, I don't know where my, you know, the standard and it's, I don't know. I know an ugly person when I see him, but I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know. Anyway. I want to go with your G-Unit. Now, would you, like, really complain? Let's say you go to Hooters and expecting, like, you know, high expectations, like, you know, girls, like, with, you know, big-breasted girls and, you know, whatever, good-looking girls. So when you go up there and you're serving, like, looking like a what the heck was that? Something just popped out of my screen. Anyway, no. Jeannie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just
That was my question. I'm sorry, I lost my question there. Would that prevent you from going to Hooters if they have ugly Hooter girls?
Well, if I had an ugly waitress, which I have, not at Hooters, by the way, not at Hooters.
Okay.
I would just, if they sit there and say, "Can I get you something to drink?" while their buck teeth are standing out loud, you know, right in front of me, I would just sit there and I would politely ask her and say, "Yes. Can I have a double shot of whiskey, please?" And by the way, you're sitting there saying that you know ugly people when you see them. So does that
right?
mean that you look in the mirror a lot?
No, actually, no. That's a good one though. But I'll put that in my memo next time. But I just cover that. Remember, beautiful people only when I look into people. I see beautiful guy or beautiful man. Ugly people is actually when I hop in a shower. Now the what? Yeah, I see ugly thing when I hop in a shower. That's what I see.
Oh yeah.
What?
Oh boy.
Right.
What's that ugly thing?
It's the brush that you bought me. That's ugly.
The brush that you mean the kids bought me for my birthday.
Oh, I thought I was from my... never mind. See, you lost my notes here. Chris Gomez. Now, let's say, you know, let's have... Again, hypothetically, we hire all the guys in there, hairy dudes, you know, Sasquatch, whatever you want to call them. I mean, should be called Hooters, or should we call them Ballers?
I don't even know what a name for that would be. As a Yeti. I don't know. I guess some of the girls that work for I don't know. So you don't know.
Yeah, you'd be like, no, not Hooters, but can you think of a name, G-Unit? Let's say, you know, you got all mixed gender in there, some guys and girls wearing a Hooter outfit. What would you call it? We wouldn't call it Hooters, would you?
I would call it Hooters and Crossdressers.
There you go. Hooters and Crossdresser. That would draw a lot of crowds.
Or we could just call it Las Vegas. There you go.
Lost. Yeah, they're lost as in LOST. Las Vegas. That is just killing me. Now, Dawn, I know that you know, let's go back to the Hooters again. Yeah, I just lost it. What do you? I mean, is this really how this, like, the, you know, things nowadays? You just kind of, you know, sue everything about loves you don't dislike, disagree with. I mean, can you, like, just sue?
Hey, but people try. I mean, like, maybe he knew about that case that they settled for like $3.75 million. So maybe he just like applied there just to get in on this action, you know, to get sue them again. You know, it's not good to sue
right.
people.
Yeah. Would you? I mean, if it's like G-Unit, would you? I don't know. Do we have Hooters in Madison?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you just go over there and let's say fill out my application as a Hooter boy?
No, actually, I know where to tell you the honest truth. I wouldn't sign up to be hired as a Hooter boy, but I know where the Hooters is at, and that's at I think a University of Madison.
Oh.
I think that's where it's at.
I wouldn't know.
And Well, I've seen the university girls there, so I'd sign up to be a cook, and then I could sit there and say, I could cook you up a little piece of G-Unit meat, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I know, Chris Gomez, I know that you're hiring for your for a pool boy. I mean, would you hire, like, let's say you own a Hooters. Hypothetically, you own a Hooter bar. I know that's one of your dream, Hooter restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean, would you hire, like, you know, this dude just to, like, you know, to prevent or to avoid losses?
No. Absolutely not. I take the losses. Keep the Hooters.
Right. Keep the Hooters. Keep the Hooters. Yeah. This is from Hooters to weird name, because we got to move on. I'm sick and tired of Hooters already. All right. Question is, why do celebrities give their babies such weird names? What inspired Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale to name their second son Zuma, Nesta Rock? What kind of name is that? Ashley Simpson, Pete Wentz. They named their son Bronx Mowgli. And why on earth would someone saddle their offspring with a name like Pilot Inspector? Okay, what about Bleach? I don't know what the heck that is. They spell it like I-N-S-P-E-T-O-R. Here are a few tears, but, good publicity. News will names grab headlines for parents who might be and otherwise be making news. I mean, they're like, they want, that's what the celebrity do. They want, you know, news to be on them. They don't care anymore. They'll name their kids poop just to be on the headlines. Question, G-Unit, why do you think celebrities give their babies such weird names?
Well, first of all, some celebrities are weird. Like, take for instance Ashley Simpson. I mean, she is an airhead. B, I think if people would get drunk or high, they still wouldn't understand her. And see, how the hell is it that you do a stupid hoedown and lip sync on Saturday Night Live? Seriously. I think this
exactly.
Girl should be, I honestly think that this girl should be neutered. Now, to add up to other things, I mean, some movie stars, I don't know. I think, honestly, their egos get too much big in their heads to the point where they forget what's really important, like their kids' names. So I guess they really want their kids to be made fun of for the rest of their lives. So that's
right.
How much I feel.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's just, and then also it's like, it's not just them, it's, you know, people look up to that, you know. They look and say, I'm going to name my kids weird names. I'm gonna name them, like, I don't know, something. Remember that guy, the parents, this is a couple of weeks ago, I think I covered that in one of my show, that actually a little boy named Adolf Hitler that was refused to be given a cake by their local supermarket because of his name. The parents wanted the name Happy Birthday Adolf Hitler, you know, and they refused to give that to the boy because of the name. Is that the case of, I mean, is that really, Chris Gomez? I mean, if people were really that stupid?
I do not know. I don't know what to do. I got a cousin named Adolf, and
Not Hitler,
but I mean, just
right.
I
yeah,
name,
Adolf
and
Adolf.
You know, it's kind of
right.
A weird name. And when I do think of Adolf, I think of Adolf Hitler.
Well, yeah.
I know my mom did a lot of drugs.
Right.
So maybe that had a factor.
maybe that's one of the factors. Maybe that's one of the factors, Chris. I mean, just think about it. And also, it's like for, again, that's, you know, for a publicity stunt. You know, that's what they want. They want, like, to be a headline news and, like, look at me. I know it's free, you know, it's free country and you can name whatever you want, but, you know, the parents have to be responsible with that. Would you agree with that, Dawn?
Yeah. Like, my question would be, like, what religion are these parents? Because are they the type of parents that believe in aliens and coming from outer space? Because those names actually sound like outer space names. If you watch, like, the movies, like, for outer space aliens,
Spock.
They have, like,
yeah,
names like those, you know. And so, like, Zuma or something like that, you said? Like,
Zuma, yeah.
There's
like
a movie
drink.
Called Zuma or something, you know, or close to that. So, yeah, like, I don't know, the Tim Allen is in it. I don't know what it's called. It's called Zoom something.
Zoom.
And, yeah. Remember?
I think so.
And,
I remember that.
Like, That would be my question is like, what's the religion,
right.
You know? And like, because some parents, like, they name their kids, like you said, maybe it's like publicity stunt. But maybe there's like a name, like our kids have unusual name, but they have a meaning behind them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
But I don't know what those meanings would be.
Okay.
For those kids.
Would you give me, I know our kids, it's like to other people, like, you know, they're kind of a weird name, but, you know, actually they're not. You know, I mean, Spock, it's not, I mean, do I have a kid named Spock? No, I don't.
Well, you wanted to name our boy Maximus.
Maximus,
like,
that's not a unusual or
like
or
a Roman
weird name.
Empire.
Right, a Roman Emperor Maximus. Maximus in your holy.
What?
Yeah, nothing. Hey, G-Unit, let's say you have like twins, all right? Hypothetically, your playmate girlfriend is like calls you and say, "Hey, I'm having a twin." What would you name him?
I would name one Misu. And the next
what?
One, Horn. I would name the first one Misu. And then
Misu,
the second,
Misu?
You know, Misu. And then the second one, Horny. You know, Misu, Horny.
I get it. Yeah. Misu, and if it's like triplet, Misu, Horny, long time.
Yeah, there you go. I was gonna sit there and say really quickly before you get on to the other cars. I'm waiting for one of the, you know, Hollywood stars to seriously come up with a name like they did in Meet the Parents. Greg Bacher, Gaylord Bacher.
Gaylord, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly. I know what he's talking about. It's one of those big names. Yeah. Why not? I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow, I think, that named her kid Apple. Or banana or something like that. That's,
the apple fell from the tree on that one.
Right. What about you, Chris? I know that you have some kids running around town that's accounted for. What would you name your kids? Let's say you have two kids. What would you name them, both of them?
Like, really?
Really, yeah. Let's throw on some like a weird name. Come on. Humor me. Come on.
I can't even think of anything weird. Like, I don't know.
Look at the lampshade. What?
I would want my kids something weird though, because I think I would want them made fun of in school. I'm mean,
right.
I really do.
Would you name it what, like what? Bob? Tom?
Bubbles?
Bubbles?
Actually, you know what's funny? My little brothers have a friend, and her name is Bubbles. Like her real name is Bubbles. Like, I think her
really.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. I
used to work with this guy. His name is Bubbles. Like I used to work with this guy. He doesn't work at with us anymore. But his name is Bubbles. And every time we see him, he's like, "Have you ever blown a bubbles? You know, have you ever blown bubbles?" I say, "Well, Bubbles says hi." Now let's move on. The 22-year-old's virginity auction. You ever heard of this? Okay, you know, he's a 22-year-old virgin actually auctioning his her virginity for $3.7 million. A San Diego woman who was auctioning her off her virginity. Said she has now received a bid for $3.7 million. This is according to the published report, okay? And maybe she's just, like, making this stuff up. Natalie Dillon, a 20-year-old San Diego woman, said she got an idea for an auction after her sister was able to pay for her college education after prostituting herself for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Dillon has agreed in women's studies, but she told the paper that she hopes to pay for an advanced degree in a family marriage therapy with the proceeds from the auctions. Now, I'm going to go with you real quick, Dawn. I mean, it's just a good idea.
I think it's dangerous on a lot of different levels, like such as who is going to pay $3.7 million? I mean, like, she's
unless
auctioning
she's really
off
good
her
looking.
Virginity,
yeah.
And she could, like, meet a psychopath and, like, they could tie her up and torture her and kill her, and she's still not going to get the money. You know, that's my thought. And
right.
She could, like, meet some guy that, like, thinks that he's, like, you know, has a lot of money and like,
mm-hmm.
you know, torture her, like I said, or give her some kind of disease. Like,
mm-hmm.
there's diseases
exactly.
out there.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then, like, you know, she's doing this, and, like, maybe she's going to meet the guy, you know, that she's supposed to marry, and then she's not a virgin, you know, and
mm-hmm.
she's going to, like, he's going to, like, be disappointed, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe he
exactly.
has himself, you know, and
right.
also, like, you know, with God, you know, I mean, God doesn't want her doing that.
Obviously, she doesn't have God on her. I mean, what would you auction your virginity?
I don't think
God would bid on that. Now, let me go with you, Chris Gomez, real quick. I know you've been saving a lot of money for this. We're taking up with three jobs if you get that $3.7 million after they get that virginity auction thing. I mean, let's say that, you know, you have the money on hand and, you know, right now, how much would that worth? I know you can't, like, really find virginity nowadays, you know. I mean, that 22-year-old virgin, I mean, that's like finding nothing in a haystack. Would you really pay for that? Or would you auction, would you cover, I mean, would you, like, top that off? What?
I would never pay for sex.
Well,
I let people pay me for sex. No, well, technically, you're taking a virginity. I mean,
right.
If I was a virgin, I'd sell it, though.
Right.
Definitely.
Would you? I mean, is it really worth it?
I got a friend that's 24 years old, and he's a virgin. I'm as soon as we're done, I'm going to call him up.
let's put that on eBay, dude. Come on.
$3.7 million.
Exactly. Now let me get with you, G Unit. I know that the last time you auctioned off your virginity, you got what, $2? $2.50. Oh, come on. That's all I can spend. All right. The 22-year-old then. I mean, do you think? I mean, Do you think that she's really, like, you know, the top notch, you know, like supermodel look like? I mean, to worth that much?
Well,
I mean, we don't have a picture of her, you know. She could be like an old lady.
Okay. Well, you're not gonna believe this, but a couple of months ago, she was actually on the Maury Show.
So really, same lady.
This was a girl that literally had Lily Carl's controversy in the news, and Maury
Lily in the Valley.
Maury actually caught up with this girl. She's sitting there. She's like, I'm 22 years old. She's like, I'm selling my virginity on eBay. And she goes, at the time, it was like $2.5 million.
Oh,
and
I would have cashed out long before then.
Well, she's sitting there, she's like, I'm hoping to get more. Now, this isn't my opinion, but the girl ain't that attractive that much, you know what I mean?
So it's just like average, yeah. I mean, she's all, if she well-known at least, like, is she like one of the, you know, pastor's daughter or whatever?
Well, to other people, she would be okay, you know, but when she's sitting there doing this, she's, to me, she sounds like she's a gold digger, and to me, she's not even this cost of a food stamp. You know what I mean?
So he won't pay her for a food stamp.
That's right.
Oh, that's something.
And
I mean,
I'd rather get Doritos than spend it on her.
Yeah, she's that. Okay, I got the picture. Natalie Dillon, 22. Yeah, she's not, no. Whoa, yikes.
What power to her, man. If she could get that much money off of it, I'd go for it. Especially if she's ugly. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's something. Yeah, wow. Well, it's very rare, man. It's just like, it's a rare thing. Virginity is actually a rare, you know, that's, like I said, someday people will pay them more than that for things like, you know. So I know that, Don, let me go back with you real quick and ask you more of a question about this. What's her motives, you know? What do you think?
Maybe she's...
For money, I mean, besides money, I know that money, $3.7 million, that's a lot. I mean, besides money, is it fame? Is that like stupidity?
Yeah, I think that she just wants attention. She probably got caught up with, I think you said, her sister sold herself for like 3 weeks and paid for her college education.
Right, prostitution,
like,
for 3 weeks.
So she probably like got caught up in the get-rich-quick scheme, you know, about like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, money, you know, and the money is, like, love of money is the root of all evils. It's like love, you know.
Not the money itself, but the love of money.
Right. And, you know, so she's like, kind of being wooed right now by the money.
All right.
Thinking, oh, how much money, you know, she can get. But, you know, I was just thinking, too, like, what if somebody tells her, like, they have a lot of money and they're going to give her that money? And then they, like, they present themselves like they have a lot of money, pick her up in limo and everything, and they give her a check and it bounces. You know,
that would suck. That would suck. Now, I know that we only have about 5 minutes. We only have 5 minutes left in here. I want to give everyone a chance to talk, like, a minute. I want to, G-Unit, why don't you explain yourself? Do you have a website or anything like that? You know, how old are you? You know, how many girlfriends you have and all that stuff? Go ahead.
I'm 23 years old. I am actually a single man. And if you log on to Z104FM.com and keyword G-Unit, there's my webpage up there. Everything you need to know, what time I'm on the air. And pretty much it's kind of my own blog site. So pretty much I put up funny stuff on the website, all right? That's Z104FM.com, keyword G-Unit.
That's right. Chris Gomez, here we go. My longtime friend, Chris Gomez. What's your website and what are you about and what you do?
What website should I get? I don't know.
Another thing. Your MySpace?
Yeah. I'll get my MySpace, but I hate the back of my MySpace from the ex-girlfriend in front of actually made the URL for me, so it's stuck like that. So it's myspace.com/I_love_you.
Oh,
Madeira.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
I'm stuck with it. I'm it's like 4 years old, and I'm 21. So,
single. So you both of you are going to be saving money for that auction.
I was just counting my change.
You just counted your change. Oh, man. All right, Don, what do you have? Besides your 12 kids.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I have the Lord and Jesus in my life, and Fernando is my husband, and have 5 kids, 4 girls, 1 boy. We're a product brokerage. We have product brokerage business online. You find that at shopinsuperhighway.com. And looking forward to going to Miami this February, if the Lord Jesus Christ will, you know. I mean, so with you, my husband, for a business trip, and it's nice that we can write it off. But, you know, hearing about that stuff we got to go now.
We are going to go. We got like about 30 seconds. Hey, G-Unit, thanks for coming up, man. We'll do this again. You know, I'll visit you one of these days, man. You know, I'll go into to your website, and we'll see what we, you know, what we come up with. Chris Gomez, again, thanks, man. This is the podcasting. It is also podcast. One of these days, I'm going to teach you how to do it. And my wife, cook something. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.